Today, as we celebrate the Ascension, we might ask the question, what is this message of the Ascension, that Jesus goes into heaven? It might appear that Jesus has left us to finish the work he started. It seems a funny thing to celebrate, isn't it? We don't need Jesus. Go up there, we'll take care of it. You got it. After 3 years of public ministry, Jesus dies on the cross. 3 days later, he rises from the dead and appears to his followers for 40 days, continuing to teach them and prepare them for this great work. Then he leads them up to a hill and ascends into heaven, leaving them behind. We might ask, how does this help us? What good is this? Aren't we at a disadvantage now for not having Jesus present? It is understandable that there may be some confusion about why the Ascension is a good thing. First, I think we have to recall that Jesus promises some assistance. He promises to send the Holy Spirit, and he specifically says, I tell you in truth, it is better for you that I go. For if I do not go, the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. Now, understandably, the disciples, and perhaps we ourselves, may be a little unconvinced by this whole thing. We don't know the Holy Spirit. We ourselves aren't maybe familiar with him. We know Jesus. Jesus was a man like us. He had a body like us. He walked about and spoke to people. What does the Holy Spirit do? Who is he? There can be this feeling of reserving judgment. Okay, Jesus, so you say, you're sending us help. But how helpful is it really going to be? I'll believe it when I see it. There's another aspect of the Ascension that is important. Jesus isn't simply leaving to go and be on vacation for a while until he comes back to judge the world. It's not like he is doing nothing for us now. We say in the Creed that Jesus ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. What is he doing at the right hand of the Father? He intercedes for us. In Romans chapter 8:34, we hear he's working and interceding for us. He is working on our behalf from there. So he is not sitting idly up in heaven, but he's preparing us and helping us. Rather, he is continually working on our behalf. So that's kind of nice to know. So by ascending into heaven, Jesus releases the power of the Holy Spirit into the world, and it also allows him to be interceding continuously for us and work on our behalf from heaven. Now this allows us to receive the life of Jesus, not just in one specific place where he is bodily present, as it was the case during his public ministry. Rather, the church can receive the life of Jesus anywhere and everywhere that we ask for it. In every celebration of the sacraments, the power of Jesus is released and made present. And at every Eucharistic celebration, Jesus is physically present under the sacramental signs. This is made possible by the power of the Holy Spirit and by the intercession of Jesus, the High Priest. What might be the holdup here to this great work of God? Well, I'd say first, it might be a lack of belief on our part. In other words, a lack of faith, a failure to believe that what Jesus told us is true and that it's even possible. This leads to a second problem that could stifle God's work. That is, if we lack faith, then we won't really seek this divine assistance. We won't ask for it. We won't expect it. We won't ask. We won't look for it. There's a statistic, I don't know how true it is, but I imagine there's some truth in it. It says 75% of Catholics don't go to Mass on a regular basis, which means they aren't understanding what's available to them. Somehow, the majority of people who have been baptized Catholic are totally unaware of what God wants to do for them in their lives, or they fail to believe that it will make a difference for them. And it matters so little to them that they are allowing other things to take priority in their lives. Now, this is a great misunderstanding. Somehow, we have lost the connection between what God has done and what he will do in us. The Lord wanted to make us participants in the work of salvation. He wanted us to use our free will to take up an active role in our salvation and the salvation of our fellow men. Why? Why did he do that? Why didn't he just do everything for himself? Why did he entrust us with an important role when he knew that we might screw it up? These are good questions. There are a number of reasons why, I might say, but one of the most important is that it allows us to show our love for God and for one another. It gives us the opportunity to take up, on a personal level, ownership of what our eternal existence will be. So he allows us to have a hand in it for ourselves. And we cannot save ourselves, that's true, but it's just as true to say that God does not save us without our participation. So we do have a role to play in our salvation and the role of saving others. The church and the work of evangelization is the path by which Jesus gives salvation to the world. We've probably heard that lots of times, I hope. In God's providence, he allows us to share in this work of redemption through the Holy Spirit, through the intercession of Jesus, our high priest. We have access to all the graces and all the assistance that we need. But how many people believe that? How many people are aware of that, I wonder? The Ascension celebrates and commemorates the fact that there is a link, even now, between Jesus' earthly ministry and the work that is happening now. He did not ascend in order to leave us on our own, to our own devices. He has ascended in order to continue the work he started, but to do so through us, in us, and by the power of the Holy Spirit. It's so important that we understand this, I think, because it helps us to see that we do have a role to play. And it's also helping us to know how we are to participate and fulfill the end that we're made for, that our end of the bargain, as it were. If we knowingly separate ourselves from the work of the church, we separate ourselves from the available graces and the sacramental life of Jesus, which he intends to share with us. We know and we can see that there is brokenness in the church. We've all seen that. When we look around, we know that. It's clear that to us that there has been and will continue to be corruption and sin in the members of the body of Christ. And yet, Jesus has bound himself to his instituted church. He has promised that the gates of hell shall never prevail against it. He continues to make himself present and available through us, his earthen vessels. St. Paul uses this image of earthen vessels to signify the apparent paradox that what is necessary and what brings eternal life can be found and even distributed through broken and faulty sources. That's us. Not just priests, but all of us. If we don't grasp what God is doing through our lives, through his life, death, and resurrection, and ascension into heaven, if we don't see that, if we don't understand what he has done and is doing, and we won't understand how to enter into the life of grace, we won't know how to maintain and access the treasures that the Lord wants to put into our hands. And if we fail in this, then how can we carry out the work of redemption? How will we take up our own personal role if we fail to see the grand scheme, the bigger picture? So I guess my goal today is to make us aware that there is a divine plan for what is to happen in each of our lives. And while the details of how this will happen and how exactly it will take place in our individual lives, that will always be discovered moment by moment, we can have certainty. We do have certainty of how we are to maintain our connection with Jesus and how we are to have access to everything that we need to do our part in the great work of redemption that has happened, is happening today, will continue happening, and until the end of time will continue happening. So believe it or not, the Lord has entrusted us with an important role. The salvation of the world is at stake. What are you doing to do? What are you going to do about it? What are we going to do about it? Lord, grant that I may always allow myself to be guided by you, always follow your plans and perfectly accomplish your holy will. Grant that in all things, great and small today, in all the days of my life, I may do whatever you may require of me. Help me to respond to the slightest promptings of your grace, so that I may be your trustworthy instrument for your honor. May your will be done in time and eternity, by me, in me, and through me. Amen.